堂听 class.com。
Okay, let's begin. Now, it may surprise some of you that I won't be starting this process by correcting your pronunciation. Oh, don't worry, we will get to that later. But there are several other speech skills that I believe you have to learn first. Without these other skills, pronunciation changes won't really have much effect. So, you'll start by learning to do American-style intonation or pitch change during speech. And then, you'll learn how to move your mouth muscles and focus the sound differently than you do in your original language. Lesson 1. The music of American speech. Many people with accents become more understandable, more expressive, and sound much less foreign just by using the kind of pitch changes which American ears are used to hearing. Well-spoken American speech does not stay on one note inside phrases and sentences. Many languages do that. Many people with accents speak monotone English even if their original language has pitch change. Well, American speech has what I call a jump up and step down pattern of pitch change. That means that inside each phrase or unit of thought, the pitch jumps up to a higher note on an early important word. But the pitch doesn't stay up there, and it doesn't drop down all the way all at once either. Instead, it starts to step down slowly but surely on each and every syllable after the pitch jump. Now, I'm sure you can hear that I've just started to exaggerate that pitch pattern so that you can hear it really clearly. Right now, I'm going to demonstrate the basic pattern on some very simple phrases, and I'd like to have you repeat each phrase after me. But please, do this big. Make the upward pitch jumps very big, and make sure that you can really hear the downward movements as you step down in between syllables. Let's start just by saying good morning. Now we can do this two different ways. Good morning, jumping on the word good. You try that. Or, good morning, jumping on the word morning. You try that. Try them again. Good morning. Good morning. Now be careful that you don't just get louder and that you are actually changing pitch, that it's really going up to a different musical note. Don't just do good morning, but good morning. Let's try it now on this sentence. I'm very happy to see you today. You try that. Now, if you feel foolish when you're doing this pitch change, don't worry. In fact, that's really good. This is very different from the way you usually speak, so if it feels right, you're probably not going far enough with it. Try it on one more sentence. We'll jump on the first word of this sentence. Call him on the office telephone. Repeat. Make sure that you hear that very clear downward step on each and every syllable after the jump. Call him on the office telephone. Now that you've tried this speech music a few times, there are two things I want to clarify for you. First, make sure you jump up. Do not slide up in pitch. Many, many languages and dialects use some version of sliding up or sliding up and down in pitch to make words or ideas important. To American ears, these kinds of slides almost always sound foreign, even if your pronunciation is perfect. So don't slide up to emphasize words. Jump up to emphasize words. Don't do, "Good morning, I'm very happy to meet you." Instead, "Good morning, I'm very happy to meet you." Now here's the second clarification. The last word or the last idea in the phrase usually takes an even bigger step down in pitch than the ones before it. "I'm very happy to see you," or "I'm very happy to see you today." So, because of all of this, American sentences usually sound like they're stepping down and then dropping at the end. Let's practice this pattern in its simplest form on sentence group 1, which you'll find printed in the manual. Also, write down the number that's on your tape machine's counter right now so later you can rewind to this spot. I'll read each sentence demonstrating the basic jump up and step down pattern. Then I'll leave some silent space on the tape for you to imitate each one. Use your stop or your pause button if you need a little bit more time to respond. Remember, I'm going to exaggerate, and I want you to feel like you are exaggerating the pattern. Sentence 1. "I'm very pleased to meet you." Repeat. 2. "Thank you very much for calling." 3. "I'd like to make an appointment for next Thursday." 4. "I'm going out of town at the end of next week." 5. "I won't be back in the office till the following Monday." Just a reminder, don't slide up. Make those jumps big and really hear those downward steps. 6. "There's too much noise on the street where we live." 7. "I don't want you to go there anymore." 8. "My car broke down on the freeway this afternoon." 9. "My office is on the 3rd floor, right across from the elevator." And 10. "I'll never be home on time if I keep getting telephone calls." Now, if this is the first time you've gone through this exercise, I want you to rewind the tape to the beginning of sentence group 1. On your second time through, be a little more aware of using the melody pattern. Pretend that you're really speaking these words and thoughts to somebody in everyday life. Try to feel that the pitch changes are helping you get your message across to the listeners. If you feel foolish, that's okay. Just pretend that you feel like you're really talking while making these pitch changes. So if it's your first time through, rewind the tape now. If this was your second time through, stop the tape and read the sentences several times from the manual without listening to me first. Get more and more aggressive with the pitch change each time. As you're doing that, keep pretending that you are really using these new tools of communication. Okay? Stop the tape and practice. Welcome back. You've done some practicing with the basic pattern, and now it's time to go a little further. There are a few other things that I want to clarify about this speech music pattern. First, in many phrases, you have a choice of more than one word where you can begin the pattern by jumping up in pitch. For example, even on the simple "good morning" that we used earlier, You could start with good, good morning, or you could start with morning, good morning. You could say, it's really good to see you today, or you might say, it's really good to see you today. The information and the general content is the same, but there are subtle differences in meaning between the two versions. Of course, it is also possible for you to jump up and begin the pattern in both places. It's really good to see you today. Yes, you can jump up and step down more than once in a sentence, depending on how important you want the different ideas to be. So let's look for a minute at the last sentence in group one. Earlier on the tape, I read it this way. I'll never be home on time if I keep getting telephone calls. I jumped up only once on never, and then I stepped down for the rest of the sentence. You try that again. Repeat after me. I'll never be home on time if I keep getting telephone calls. Now, I'll use the pattern twice. I'll jump on never and on keep. I'll never be home on time if I keep getting telephone calls. You try it. Notice that after each of the jumps, the pitch began stepping down again until the next pattern started with another jump. Of course, it's even possible to find more than two ideas for jumping up in pitch. Here's the same sentence with four jumps on the words never, home, keep, and telephone. You repeat it after me. I'll never get home on time if I keep getting telephone calls. By the way, here's one trick you can use to avoid a singy-songy pattern. Don't always jump to the same starting note. Don't do, I'll never get home on time if I keep getting telephone calls. Instead of that, make each new thought jump to a slightly different note. I'll never get home on time if I keep getting telephone calls. Again, please remember, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you must feel like you are exaggerating too, in order to be going far enough. Now, once again, write down the counter number that your tape player is on right now, because you'll be rewinding to this spot in a few minutes. Let's try using this pattern more than once in the first five sentences from group one. Number one, I'm very pleased to meet you. Two, thank you very much for calling. Three, I'd like to make an appointment for next Thursday. Four, I'm going out of town at the end of next week. Five, I won't be back in the office till the following Monday. Now, if that was the first time that you tried these sentences with the two pitch jumps, rewind a little way and try again. This time, make sure that you jump to two different starting pitches inside each sentence. Also, make sure that you are doing really noticeable downward steps. Okay? Rewind and give it a try. Welcome back. And many of you are probably asking, how will I know which word or which words to jump up in pitch if somebody doesn't tell me on a training tape? Well, of course, it depends. It depends on which words or ideas you want to emphasize. I will give you one quick unofficial rule. In general, in a normal statement, Americans almost never jump on the word I or I'm, or I'll do something. That is, unless they really want to call attention to the fact that I did it, not you or someone else, but I did it. Most other times, even if the word I is pretty important, American speech does not begin pitch jumps with it. The same thing is frequently true of small words, prepositions like to, to, for, F-O-R, by, at. Okay, now let's try an experiment on how to find out where you should jump up in pitch. In a minute, I want you to open your manual to sentence group 2. Read each sentence as expressively as you can, but without using this new American pitch pattern. Instead of that, do whatever you normally do to get your ideas across when you speak English. Then, try something else. Actually translate some of the sentences into your first language. Then read the translated sentences with a lot of meaning. Go ahead, shut off the tape, and try that experiment both ways. Well, what happened? Didn't most of you already know which words to emphasize when you were using your original language or your current accent? Oh, you probably didn't use this new pitch pattern to express it, but maybe you got louder or stretched out certain words or slid up or went up, down in pitch on certain words. Well, those words are probably the same ones where you should begin the jump up and step down pattern when you're using the American style of intonation. Now shut the tape off again and go back to sentence group 2 in the manual. Read the sentences again using our new pattern in the same places where you emphasized words in your original language or accent. The first time, just concentrate on using the jump up and step down pattern. Okay, shut the tape off and try. Welcome back. Now that you've tried, please ask yourself these questions about that first attempt that you just made. Did you make the jumps very noticeable? Did you make sure you were actually jumping pitch and not just getting louder? Also, did you use very noticeable downward steps? Did you try to make it feel like those steps were helping you get your ideas across? Finally, did you remember to make the last idea in the pattern end with the largest pitch drop of all? Now do the sentences again. This time go a little further than you went the first time, and try to keep in mind at least some of those questions that I just asked. Okay? Shut off the tape and really play with sentence group 2 for quite a while before turning the tape back on again. Well, welcome back. Of course, as you can tell, all of the sentences in this group go together to form a little speech. On the next page of the manual, you'll find the speech printed all in one paragraph. You'll see that I've underlined some of the words. Now, this doesn't mean that everyone has to jump up in pitch on all of those words. These are just suggested starting points, depending on which of the ideas you want to stress. You can compare them with the places that you chose to jump up on when you did them as separate sentences. Now I'm going to read the whole thing through, all at once. I'm not going to pause for you to repeat sentence by sentence because I'm not suggesting that this is the only correct way to do it. I just want to show you this pattern in action. I'm not necessarily going to start the patterns on all of the same words that are underlined. I'm going to try to make the jumps and steps really obvious, but I also want them to be real tools to help me get these points across to you. Also, as you listen to my reading several times, Please notice that I don't always begin a unit by jumping to the same pitch. That way I try to keep you listening to the different ideas instead of listening to pitch changes for their own sake. So, once again, check the counter number on your tape player so you can rewind to this spot, the beginning of sentence group two. I'd like to welcome you all to this meeting. I'll begin by introducing myself to you. My name is David Allen Stern, and I've been president of this company for the last 10 years. I've seen a lot of changes in that time. Yes, we certainly made a great deal of progress, but there is still a lot more to do if we're going to continue to grow. Starting next week, we will begin a brand new project. Although our goals are new, we still need the same dedication and the same hard work you have already shown us. I hope that the next 10 years of progress will make the last 10 seem small in comparison. Now you try reading this paragraph several times. Play around and experiment with it in several different versions. Each time, find different ideas to stress and different places to begin the jump up and step down intonation patterns. Most importantly, don't be afraid to go all the way and feel a bit foolish or ridiculous when applying this American intonation style. Okay, shut off the tape and start experimenting with that paragraph.